is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Several European countries began vaccinating against COVID-19 on Sunday. In Italy, a nurse, a university professor, and a doctor were the first people to receive the initial vaccine dose at a hospital in Rome. In Spain, the vaccination began at Los Olmos, near nursing home in Guadalajara. In the Czech Republic, the prime minister was among the first people inoculated. And on Saturday, a 101-year-old retirement home resident became the first person vaccinated in Germany. And in Slovakia, first inoculation went to an infectious disease specialist. The first shipments of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine were limited to 10,000 doses in most EU countries. Each nation decides its own vaccination program. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a video message on Sunday that the pandemic caused by the coronavirus will not be the last pandemic. He said epidemics are a fact of life and urged people to learn from the experience of this pandemic. Tedros said the world must address what he called the intimate links between the health of humans, animals, and the planet. Tedros spoke on the occasion of the first International Day of Epidemic Preparedness. He said that every country needs to invest in what he called the supply of care, the ability to avoid, detect, and mitigate all kinds of emergencies. His comments came as the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against the coronavirus were arriving in European Union countries. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called it a touching moment of unity in a video celebrating the beginning of the rollout of the vaccine to nearly 450 million people. For more on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is set to move a second group of Rohingya refugees from overcrowded camps to the remote island of Basanchar in the Bay of Bengal this month. Bangladeshi officials made the statement Sunday, despite calls by rights groups not to carry out further relocations. Around 1,000 Rohingya refugees, members of a Muslim minority who have fled Myanmar, will be moved to the island in the next few days. Bangladesh relocated more than 1,600 people earlier this month, according to two officials who spoke with the French news agency. Bangladesh says it is transferring only people who are willing to go, and the move will ease chronic overcrowding in camps that are home to more than 1 million Rohingya. But refugees and humanitarian workers say some of the Rohingya have been coerced into going to the island. The United Nations has said it has not been allowed to carry out a technical and safety assessment of the island, which is a flood-prone region in the Bay of Bengal, and was not involved in the transfer of refugees there. Several attempts to kickstart repatriation of Rohingya to Myanmar have failed after refugees said they were too fearful of further violence to return. Niger is voting in an election Sunday that is expected to lead to the first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents in a country reeling from Islamist violence. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou, who is stepping down after 2 5-year terms leading the largely desert country of 23 million. Bazoum, 60, has promised continuity with the current president's policies while also vowing to clean up pervasive corruption. Niger faces twin security crises. It has suffered repeated attacks near its western borders with Mali and Burkina Faso from militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. And near its southeastern border with Nigeria, it faces attacks from Boko Haram. Hundreds of soldiers and civilians have been killed in the past year alone. The economic situation is also critical. More than 40% of the population lives in extreme poverty. And the COVID-19 pandemic has slowed growth to a crawl, compounding the effects of climate change and low prices for Niger's top export, which is uranium. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.